The parable of this light is, as it were, that of a niche containing a lamp. The lamp is enclosed in glass, the glass shining like a radiant star. A lamp lit from a blessed tree, an olive tree, that is neither of the east nor the west. The oil whereof is so bright that it would well nigh give light of itself, even though fire had not touched it. Light upon light. The olive tree signifies the continuity of revelation, which springs from one root but branches into a multitudinous variety of religious experience that cannot be confined to a single faith or locality, and is neither of the east nor the west. Muhammad's position in Mecca remained dangerously insecure. During the Hajj of 620, he again visited the pilgrims who were camping in the valley of Mina, going from tent to tent in the hope of attracting support and protection. This time, instead of wholesale rejection, he met a group of six Arabs from Yathrib, who had camped in the gully of Aqaba. As usual, Muhammad sat with them, explained his mission, and recited the Quran. But this time, he noticed that the pilgrims were attentive and excited. When he had finished, they turned to one another and said that this must be the prophet expected by their Jewish and Hanafi neighbours. If Muhammad really was the messenger of Allah, he might be just the person to solve the seemingly insuperable problems of Yathrib. Yathrib was not a city like Mecca, but a series of hamlets, each occupied by a different tribal group and each heavily fortified. The settlement was situated in an oasis, a fertile island of about 20 square miles, surrounded by volcanic rocks and uncultivable stony ground. Some of its inhabitants engaged in trade, but most were farmers, making a living out of their dates, palm orchards and arable fields. Unlike the Quraysh, they were not wholly dependent upon commerce and had retained more of the old Bedouin values, including, unfortunately, an entrenched hostility to other tribal groups. As a result, the oasis was engulfed in an escalating series of apparently unstoppable wars. The area had originally been cultivated by pioneering Jewish settlers, and by the 6th century there were about 20 Jewish tribes in Yathrib, many of whose members may have been Arabs who had assimilated to Judaism. They preserved a separate religious identity, but otherwise were almost indistinguishable from their pagan neighbours. Clan and tribal loyalty came first, and there was no united Jewish community. The Jewish tribes formed separate allegiances with Arab groups and were often at war with one another. Their date crop had made them rich, but they were also skilled jewellers, manufacturers of weapons and craftsmen. The five largest Jewish clans, Thalaba, Hudl, Quraiza, Nadir and Kainuka, the last of which controlled the only market in Yathrib, had achieved an almost complete monopoly of the economy that they had pioneered.